This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind?
I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Henin off today to be a good father. But we have a great co-host today. District 45 Republican Chairman John Trenum, Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer is on the way. 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. You can text in 701-226-8503. We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations today. Advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com.
Listening to John, you're doing a great job. I just wanted to say I have been voicing my opinion for several years that at the state level, much less the federal, if they'd ever do it, but any advertisement, anything you see anywhere where you're getting solicitation from anywhere or anything else, if there is one penny of tax dollars involved in that advertisement or that solicitation or whatever it is, any program you go to, a building where you're going to participate in something and you have no idea how many of your tax dollars finance that building, that should be disclosed to taxpayers every time any of those things are going on so that the taxpayers start to get an idea just what are our dollars being spent for. I think they would be shocked and not amazed and not wowed, but sick to their stomach. Thank you. Bye.
Well, how about that?
You know, no, I agree with that caller in the sense that they would be shocked and they would be dismayed if they knew all of the different directions that tax dollars are flying. And this is our money. When a dollar is spent, that dollar is worth the same as it is in your pocket. Although they're not probably getting as good a value for it as you would insist upon if it was taken directly out of your pocket and you were spending it. So I agree with the caller. I think that's kind of what I'm getting at with this federal income tax withholding issue, is that we need citizens to be more informed. They need to know. And maybe it's just a pipe dream on my part to think that the people even care about being informed or knowing where their money is going. Is it just give me the check, I'm going to spend 110% of it, no matter what the amount is, or 120% of it, probably. Nowadays, a text comes in, quarterly tax forms. That's a grade A, five-star moron idea if I ever heard one. Well, no mystery about how he feels about the idea.
Don't sugarcoat it. Just tell us how you really feel. Cut to the chase.
You know, I welcome that feedback, and that's fine.
Sure.
Maybe it's a terrible idea. Let's at least put it on the table and talk about it, and that's kind of why I'm here. But like I said, that was something that was proposed by Dick Armey a number of years ago and has the support of Dr. Walter Williams, which gives me a little bit of confidence in the efficacy of the idea. But,
there you go.
You know, easier said than done. Implementation would be a challenge. I think it's something that would have to be done very deliberately. You'd have to have a long-term strategy for how you're going to manage it. You know, the bottom line in the whole thing is, like the caller said, let people know how their taxpayer or their dollars are being allocated, how they're being wasted, and even how they're being efficiently spent. It's interesting. I saw a letter to the editor recently, that was someone defining themselves as a classic and proud liberal, and because we want to support such and such, and we want these people to have this, and these people to have that, and it's interesting when we start to define when we start to redefine charity. You know, typically, Todd, when you think about charity, that's you in the privacy of your own home taking out your checkbook and writing a check to hospice, to the Salvation Army, to First
voluntarily
Choice
giving.
Right.
Giving of your own free will, giving from your heart. It's not charity if it's extracted from you by force.
Well, exactly. And that's just it. And without fanfare, this isn't something where Todd goes and writes a check for $100 to First Choice Clinic and then comes on the air and says, hey, last night, look at how generous I am. I just wrote a check to First Choice for $100. Imagine that. That's a big, big deal. And I'm a great human being. That's kind of not really charity anymore. Then your motives come into question when you have
probably be a misdemeanor since that check would bounce, but that's a different story.
But in this letter to the editor, this liberal had essentially asserted that charity is redistribution of wealth, governmental redistribution of wealth. And I don't agree with that in the slightest sense. Not only is that not charitable, personally charitable, but it's not an efficient or effective way to support a cause. If you want to support a cause, I don't send $10 to someone else, and then that person takes $2 for having received the $10, which they pass the $8 along to another person who takes another dollar, and then they pass that along to another person who takes 50 cents out of it, and by the time it actually gets to the target, it's a fraction of what it was in the first place because most of it went to bureaucracy, to handling charges. That's how the government does it. That's the reason that charity shouldn't be the business of government. Well, it isn't the business of government. If you look at our founding documents, they have no authority to redistribute wealth in such ways. And it's just frustrating that more people aren't frustrated about that. But so it goes. Like I said, I want to get to the calls, but I don't want to take them before Congressman Kramer's on the line.
Oh, we got a call from Joe and Mandan about taxes, so maybe that's one we could, and I know we've got some other calls for Congressman Kramer, and we're still kind of hanging on for him. Should be any moment now, but sometimes congressmen are busy being congressmen, too.
Yeah, well, let's take Joe and Mandan, and if we need to, we can put them back on the air with Congressman Kramer. But, Joe, welcome to the air. What's on your mind? It looks like you want to talk about taxes. What say you this fine morning?
Well, I'm just interested. You guys are talking about income tax all the time. How about property taxes? That's the most unfair tax there is. You never own your property, and I don't hear anything about that.
Well, what needs to be said about properties? I mean, it's a topic that I've certainly covered in the past, but we've not touched on it today. You're correct. And as an owner of multiple properties, I pay property taxes and am very concerned about them. So what would you suggest be the prescription for out of control property taxes?
Well, eliminate them. Do a sales tax or whatever. You never own your property.
Yeah.
You never do.
So would a sales tax, do you think, be the most efficient method of doing that, like a statewide sales tax, so you'd be spreading that burden out over citizens and non-citizens alike?
Well, any kind of tax besides property tax would be better than property tax.
I'd be careful about that.
You never own your property.
I get that, but I'd be careful about the any tax besides a property tax. You'd be surprised at what they can come up with the tax.
That sounded like a can of worms to me.
A little bit. Well, Joe, I appreciate you weighing in, and that's something that absolutely we should cover on the show and should dedicate a significant amount of time to
it. How does Congressman Kevin Kramer feel about that concept of any taxes better than a property tax?
I understand that he's with us now. Congressman Kramer, welcome to the show.
Yeah, no, thanks for the opportunity. And property taxes are an issue that I'm grateful Congress doesn't deal with, that is, in fact, a local issue. But I would say this to the caller, to Joe, and that is, you know, the best way to find any type of tax relief is to reduce spending, so you don't need so darn much of it.
There you go.
That's on the property tax side. A lot of that's right at the local level.
You don't have to replace tax dollars that aren't spent.
There you go.
Hey, easy.
Wow.
Welcome to the show. Well, we try to whip out these axiomatic statements, and no one is better at that than Congressman Kramer. As a student, and we talked earlier about Dick Armey, who wrote Armey's Axioms, as I recall,
yeah.
and a fellow North Dakotan. I talked earlier about the withdrawal from federal income tax withholding, which we've discussed in the past, and
yep.
and Congressman Army has endorsed and continues to endorse. I spoke with him recently about it, as does Dr. Walter E. Williams. Is that an issue that could ever get traction in Congress, or is
you know,
that
it's
DOA?
Interesting, John. It's interesting you bring that up in this context because, of course, Congress is now well into comprehensive tax reform debate because the second phase of budget reconciliation, the first one being reconciling the 2017 fiscal year budget, which is what allowed us through the rules to take up the American Health Care Act. The second phase, of course, is going to provide instructions to the Ways and Means Committee to do comprehensive tax reform. There's been a blueprint for a tax reform package has been out now for several months. The hearings began last week on just sort of an overview. This week's hearings have been on the border adjustability tax. The goal of it, of course, is to lower rates and flatten the tax code so that the 90% of the American public can do their income taxes on a postcard. It increases the standard deduction considerably. What it does not do is address your issue of withholding. And of course, as you know, and I'm sure you've talked about the challenge of that is the enormous cost, as they like to say, to the...
Hold that thought. More coming up on What's in Your Mind.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wildrose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every day. Four for four. Four items. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice, $4. How's that for a great deal? The folks at PetroServe USA pride themselves on giving you choice at the pump. That's right. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you win. Plus, there's great savings everywhere, like Nestle 24 packs of water, $3.99 each all month long. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars. King size, $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. 1 liter Ice Mountain Water is 99 cents each. Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian Deli Express sub-selects are only $2.79. And register for your chance to win. The $50,000 giveaway is on. New winners drawn every week, so register today at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family now, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh man, hang on, I'm playing my air. guitar. Crank that up. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. It's Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. It's brought to you in part by Polar Service Center. Do you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Then this opportunity is for you. Polar Service Center, Kildare, North Dakota. Looking for experienced diesel mechanics and trailer technicians. Competitive pay, superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, and life insurance. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible. Say it, guys. Spending account. Pay dependent on your experience and ability. Hopefully yours is better than mine. Gary Meyer would like to talk to you. 701-495-3592. Gary Meyer, Polar Service Center, Kildare. 701-495-3592. On to the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer. Ms. Tandrin, take it away.
Hey, welcome back to the show, and thank you, Congressman Cramer, for being with us. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about tax reform. We were talking about the suspension of federal income tax withholding, et cetera. And that's a topic that's at the forefront right now with Trump's budget, and he is absolutely a reformer. We talked earlier, Todd had suggested a flat tax, which I don't think is necessarily on the table from Trump's camp, which doesn't necessarily mean it's not on the table, but I would be surprised if that goes through. What type of tax reform can we expect to see? What would you like to see, and what would be most beneficial to the American voting public?
Well, a couple of things I'd say where there's some agreement between the Republican House, especially principles and Trump principles on tax reform is while, John, I think you're right. A flat, quote, flat tax is not in either of the blueprints. A flatter tax is. And, what we mean by that is a lower rate, fewer deductions, and, in the case of, I think, both Trump's plan and the Republican plan, although I don't think they're exactly the same in this, rather than having seven different rates categories, having three so that you have, people fit into a one of three rather than one of seven. And in terms of flatter deductions, the ability, for example, in the House plan, the plan that's out there. Now, when I say plan, it is a draft. It's a blueprint. It's been bantered around now for several months, and now the hearings are beginning. They are talking about 90% of the American public being able to do their taxes on a postcard. But one of the foundations of that is a nearly doubling, or maybe it's a doubling, if not a little more, of the standard deduction. Now, you talk about consequences of good ideas. When you increase the standard deduction, even though you keep deductions for other things like charitable giving and home mortgage, you remove some of the allure or incentive to do the itemized deducting if you can get, as large or close to as large, if not more, of a deduction from the standard deduction. So simplification, as Paul Ryan says, lowering rates and flattening the code equals upset lobbyists. There are all kinds of stakeholder groups that like their little piece of the little incentive that's built in, and which I think, John, when you were talking when I came on, and you've talked many times about this issue of withholding, that is one of those things that the American public, at the time that they did it, and the Congress did it in 1943, I think it was, created mandatory withholding. This was debated for nearly 30 years, and the public didn't like it. They saw too much mischief in the possibility of mandatory income tax withholding for lots of reasons. But it is also now it's become part of the formula for revenue creation for obvious reasons. Again, if the federal government can get some of your money in January rather than wait until next December to get it, obviously it has more value to them. But likewise, it has more value to you.
Well, that's it. And I had an email from Walter E. Williams who had said that withholding started out as the victory tax during World War II.
Yeah.
And it was a matter of getting dollars more quickly to the Treasury to fight the war. And he says, more evidence that there's nothing as permanent as a temporary government program.
Yeah, Well, he and Ronald Reagan agreed on that one.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But good. I appreciate the comment. We've got David in Fargo that's been holding for an awfully long time to talk about taxes with you and I, Congressman. So I'll welcome him to the lines, and I will ask David, what's on your mind?
Well, you're discussing a subject dear to my heart, namely the federal income tax, which is, and correctly stated, it started and as we
dear
know,
to your heart, meaning you embrace it.
No,
I didn't think so.
The opposite.
He's happy to find a couple of nerds he can talk to about it.
Yes,
they'd enjoy it. Yeah,
but in its present form, it's been with us pretty much since 1913, and particularly the withholding provision that you're talking about. People don't seem to understand. They'll often say, well, I didn't pay any tax. They gave me money back. Well,
yeah.
That just shows the depth of understanding or lack thereof about it. And that would be an important first step. But in my opinion, the second step has to be the elimination of the IRS and replacement with a proper, fair, or flat tax. And I think that's the direction we really have to go, because promises are made about what they're going to do periodically with the tax code as we now know it, and it reverts to form very quickly again, the same burdensome, huge bureaucracy that it is today, and that's why I would much favor a fair or flat tax.
Congressman, what do you say? Sounds like good common sense from Dave out here.
Well, that's typical of North Dakota, common sense. And here's what's interesting, Dave. David, you're talking about either a fair or a flat tax, and I really appreciate that approach because both have the same sort of goal, obviously, elimination of the bureaucracy, obviously simpler. One is more regressive than the other, and you'd have to have some, that's part of the debate of whether it's the consumption is harder on people of lesser means and all those kinds of things, or whether that's even fine. I think to some degree, everybody having skin in the game also has value. In fact, again, this goes right back to withholding. And to David's point of people that actually think the government gives them money back when they get a refund. And in some cases they do. And in some cases it's a credit. We understand that. But, there has to be some sort of safety net threshold as well that looks out for people at the that need that help at the lower end of the income scale, at least temporarily, to help lift them up out of it. And both a fair and a flat tax can do those kinds of things. But you're right too in that if you keep the bureaucracy even limited, it eventually morphs into something larger, which is why you do tax reform every few years, every 20, 30 years, because over the course of 20 or 30 years, even the good intentions of the reform eventually become the monster that it ultimately becomes, because you have the swamp out here in Washington, D.C., which involves everybody that wants a deduction or a credit or some sort of an incentive for their particular product or their idea. And I heard some of it just this morning at a breakfast meeting.
Well, Dave, thank you for the call. We got about 10 seconds if you have a final word.
Well, good to get this discussion going anyway, and I appreciate your doing so. We should do so more often. Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you, Dave, for calling, and we'll be right back with Congressman Kevin Cramer after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Today's guest, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. Our question, were the Dakota Access Pipeline protests well-planned and orchestrated, or just a grassroots organic event?
Well, it was definitely planned from the very beginning. I don't think at the very beginning that it was meant to maybe turn into what it turned into. This is just me as I went through this here. As the people started coming and, the word got out and what they wanted to do, it was definitely organized as far as some of the social media stuff. The biggest thing is that it really turned from the pipeline to attacking law enforcement, and the people that were trying to keep this legal. And then the next step was to attack, us. And then try to do everything they possibly could do. And that is what really, I guess, for a lack of better terms, sells papers.
Keep listening for more episodes of the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. And thanks for listening.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Well, I don't know, Manny. I thought the Van Halen was better, but what's up?
Like Toto? What about Toto?
Oh, I don't mind Toto. I just, a good chart. I guess I'm charged up today. A little air guitar Van Halen. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's time for Wednesday Wheels. Brought to you by Punklet Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Valley City. Your chance to hear about and take a look at one of the sharpest sets of wheels in the Northern Plains. Two great stores, Bismarck and Valley City. This week's featured vehicle at the Valley City store. Well, this is kind of like what I got. A 2015 GMC Sierra Crew Cab. Looks brand new. It is awfully close. Only 19,900 miles. What makes this unique? It's got the 6.5-foot long box, so you can put the stuff in the back and still close the tailgate. Bright red, sharp chrome. This is like mine. Sharp chrome wheels. That's what mine is. Heated and cooled seats, heated steering wheel. Trust me, the dead of winter in North Dakota, you got that heated steering wheel, you don't want to go back again. Otherwise, it's like hanging onto an icicle. Navigation, four-wheel drive, towing package as well. Hop online and see it for yourself. PunklechValleyCity.com. The Price is Right is on the lot now, $39,995. But tell him Scott sent you. Even when he's not here, he still sends you, tells you about it. You give him the Scott, drop the Scott Hennon name, $38,430. Brand new, they're $55,000 plus, but you can get that special deal today, $38,430. Big selection of mint condition one owner vehicles, and you could save a ton. Most of the time, they know who owned it, who bought it new. Probably even serviced it there, too. In a 2015 GMC Sierra long box, today only $38,430. Tell them you heard it from Scott. Punklet Chevrolet Buick GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Valley City. Online at Punklet.com or PunkletValleyCity.com. Punklet, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Hi there, John. You're doing a good job today. Thanks for taking my call, kind of. I've had the opinion for a long time that people should have to write out the check to the federal government. Stay tuned for that matter. That way, you know what, you're going to look just like you've explained. I'm with you 100%. And I also believe that everyone that works should pay federal tax, period. If you make $16,000 a year, you should pay $5, okay? that way everyone's going to question how that money gets spent. When you're off the hook as far as paying taxes, now you don't care anymore. So, you know, I'm with you. Pay it in from your own checkbook, and everybody should pay something. So, again, have a good weekend, and good job. Bye, you guys.
So the $5 tax. I don't know about $5, but I agree with broadening the pool of taxpayers. It's the skin in the game argument, and that's what got Mitt Romney in trouble in 2012 by pointing that out.
We're living a real example of it right now, John, this very day. I mean, yesterday, Donald Trump's budget director, Mick Mulvaney, rolled out his first full executive budget. And here, it's very interesting because, of course, I've had a lot of phone calls from media with questions like, what are you going to do to restore the cuts to the crop insurance program? And you know, what other cuts are harmful to North Dakota? You know, these are the type of leading questions that reporters ask without even asking about what do I think of the overall budget. And here's the dilemma. The reason that instinct exists for reporters to ask questions, leading questions that way, is, of course, because they don't have a daily working understanding of what a $20 trillion debt means, that this is the first presidential budget that actually balances in many years. We've never had – Barack Obama never submitted a budget that ever balanced. And when I say ever balanced, I mean like not the year that he presents it, not 5 years later, not 10 years later, not 100 years later. They grow deficits forever. And so, when you have that sort of separation from the reality, you see a budget cut as a problem, as opposed to is the government as efficient as it could be. But if you're writing a check to the federal government every week, every month, at the end of every year, whatever the case might be, you would have a little different understanding of that's your money that the government is spending. Now, that said, I think we should restore some of the cuts in the budget. But I will also tell you this, John, since I'm on this topic. When Barack Obama cut crop insurance by $3 billion 1 year, and we rallied to put the money back in, that was a greater percentage of the budget than Donald Trump is proposing cutting in his budget. Not a single reporter called me to ask me what I was going to do about the cuts that Barack Obama was proposing in his budgets to crop insurance. But now, they act like the sky's falling. And so, it just my little statement of the day on the different standard of coverage.
Yeah, well, that's a statement, all right. That says a lot, I think, right there. We've got a ton of calls and a ton of texts. I'm going to try and defer to the callers. We've got one that has been, well, we've got a number that have been holding a long time. We've got Lance, Ron, Sandin, Billy, Roger. You're all in the queue, guys, so hang in there. But Lance from Minot has been waiting the longest. So, Lance, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you. I just want to thank the congressman for making himself available. I think it's awesome. Thanks, love Lance. The topic. And I'm a Democrat, but I mean, tax reform, making it simple for a W-2 employee to be able to just file their taxes or maybe not even file their taxes makes so much sense to me.
Interesting.
There's a lot of things I'd like to talk about, but one thing that kind of blew me away here in the oil boom, I was making some money, and one thing I don't agree with, I'll just flex my liberal opinion here. When they stopped taking Social Security tax out of my check because I'd made too much money, I was kind of blown away. And it doesn't make sense to me because I know that I'm paying Social Security for the people who are on Social Security right now.
Yeah.
It's not my retirement fund.
You got it. Yeah.
So why, as I make $100,000, do you stop taking out Social Security from my check? It doesn't make any sense to me, and maybe you can explain that, but I'm totally in favor of the principle of simplifying taxes, especially for a W-2 employee.
Yeah, no, great comments. I appreciate that. And I do think your comments represent what I think we can get to in tax reform. I certainly hope we can, even in this very paralyzed environment we're in. That is that there are Democrats that want to do tax reform. And certainly simplification should be a unifying factor. The larger standard deduction, I think, appeals to a number of Democrats as well. Whether or not they're willing to help us with that lift remains to be seen, but at least people are working on it. With regard to Social Security, you raised an interesting point, and this is such a fun debate because some people see Social Security as their, they paid in, therefore it's their retirement fund. And of course, there's some truth to that in a sense, but it's really a trust fund. And so you're, what you pay in is, in fact, it's supposed to be locked up in a trust. And the, and speaking of debt, the Social Security Trust Fund is the largest holder of American debt. But the fact that you got over that threshold, which I know I'm going to not get this exactly right, but somewhere around $125,000 or $127,000 annual income, and then you're no longer taxed on Social Security until you start the new year. And there is discussion about, and frankly, I'm very open to raising that sum. And some people challenge me on, well, why don't you just eliminate it altogether? So if you make, you know, $1 million or $100 million or $1 billion, all of that's taxed for Social Security. And the reason for that is the Social Security Trust Fund doesn't require that much money. And the last thing you want the government to have, as bad as it is for us to not have enough money, the last thing you want us to have is too much. I'm looking, you know, look what happened in North Dakota when they had a lot of money, right? Now you're living in back in reality, and it's tough to get back to that. So I do think that some sort of raising of that limit would be fine, although I'll tell you the best thing for Social Security to fund it adequately is for a better economy. Having more people in your situation getting to that threshold to where they no longer pay it is would be better, having more people paying into it rather than fewer people paying at a higher level. But inflation happens, and I think that it's not outside the realm of discussing what you're talking about, raising that limit a little bit.
Lance,
well,
thank you for calling in.
Mind on that.
Yeah, thanks, Lance.
It's good to have the reasonable dialogue, even from among Democrats. Not that
this is a banner day. I wonder if it has to do with the host. That we have all these reasonable
yeah,
people
right.
calling.
Yeah, I don't
Todd,
know about
is that.
That
possible?
No, I don't think so.
Well, but if it is because of somebody here, it's you two. It ain't me. But
So now, Congressman, I have a quick question on Social Security. Is there ever any remote possibility that we could return to even George Bush's idea of partial privatization of Social Security, which was what FDR advanced in the first place, but Congress said, no, we can't do that, even way back then. Can we ever revisit that topic, possibly?
Oh, my goodness. You really, are you trying to get me in trouble today? Or you know
well, it's
Donald
a good
Trump,
idea.
Donald Trump promised not to do that. He promised not to touch Social Security or Medicare. He does not in his budget. And so that one's been taken off the table, for at least for the foreseeable future. Whether it's a privatization or some other form of providing younger people, and certainly not people that are obviously on Social Security now or even nearing it, some choices for younger people just starting out in life. Who knows whether that might be down the road a piece or two. But for now, we need to make sure that the current trust fund is sustainable for fulfilling the promises that we made to people who've been paying into it.
I get it. I just wish I could get an opt-out on that. But anyway, Ron from Bismarck's been holding a long time. We've
well,
only got about
younger people.
Yeah, I guess so. Ron, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We've only got about a minute and a half here, so quick questions, quick answers. We'll try and get them all in.
Yes. In the last couple of 3 weeks now, it has hit the headlines around this area. We've been buying up and looking into and taking some of the hemp products, and we love them. So I called Doug Going the other day, and he called back, and he was just saying the federal government gets in the way of the hemp production, and I'd like to know how we can get the feds out of the way and then be a boon to America and North Dakota with this great product in the hemp area.
Yeah, so I've been very strongly supportive of hemp back when I was economic development director, and I have been in Congress here. In fact, Tom Massey, who many of your libertarian listeners, John, know and like a lot, he has offered amendments on farm bills and on ag appropriations bills that I've always supported to encourage more hemp friendly policy. And where the hang up comes from. It comes from the fact that hemp derived from the same plant that was marijuana or is marijuana. And, obviously they're very different products. And, I just think presents wonderful opportunity. First of all, it's a good product. I had a hemp shirt for a long time. I don't think I have it anymore, but I like the product, the clothing that it makes, but I also like the opportunity for diversity on the farm and as a cash crop.
Yeah, and that answers one of our texture's questions, too. So thank you, Ron, for calling in. We've got to move to break. We'll be back with more calls on What's on Your Mind right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer location. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Moseman, NDSC Training Director, discussing first steps in creating an emergency action plan.
It is not as big of a mountain as a lot of business owners or managers really think it is. Really, it starts out with assessing what you need as far as I need weather emergency, I need bomb threat, I need fire, etc. Then basically, there are resources to give you best case scenarios for each of those. Don't be afraid to ask for help to your first responder agencies. Ask us for help. And in fact, if you contact us, we do have a template that will allow you to gather the information that you need and create that emergency operations plan.
For your free template, contact the NDSC at 701-223-6372. That's 701-223-6372.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My pillow. Yeah, I know. We've been talking about it. You know why? Isn't sleep like a third of your life, or at least supposed to be, if you're getting enough sleep? But if you don't have the right pillow, then you're probably going, you don't want to do that, right? Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, he had problems sleeping. The pillow would go flat. He'd flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or needing a nap, even though you slept for 8 hours. You ever been through that? Well, that's why he invented My Pillow. He wanted a pillow. You can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need, regardless of the position in which you sleep. You get deep sleep faster and stay there longer. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. Take advantage of Mike's four-pack special to MyPillow premium pillows and to Go Anywhere pillows. Free shipping on orders under over $100. By the way, they have my pet pillows, too, and mine absolutely love it. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or 800-506-9028. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, thank you, Todd, and we're back. Now, Kevin, let's keep this in mind. H.L. Mencken said, for every complex problem, there is an answer that is clear, simple, and wrong. Let's avoid those types of solutions. And that's the advantage of having these conversations on What's on Your Mind, because we get to tap the natural resources of North Dakota, and that is our people, our voters, who are probably as smart or smarter than a lot of the bureaucrats in Washington that are influencing these decisions. And for that reason, we will defer to the callers in our last segment here because we've got limited time. We've got Sandin in Minot on the line holding. Sandin, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you were talking about how if you have to write the check, you'll be more involved in your taxes. I would say take it a step further and each taxpayer decide where their taxes goes. Meaning if you don't, if the EPA is doing something that you don't approve of, you don't fund them. Now, instead of the EPA coming out like the Navigable Waters Act or whatever it's called, If you're a landowner and you've got water running across your land and you don't appreciate or approve of what they're doing, then you don't have to fund that particular part. Granted, there's some that you do have to, you know, fund, and that would have to be decided. But like national defense, homeland security, there are certain ones that have to be. So say a 30-year taxes, you have no say over where they go. They're predetermined to go to certain departments. But the other two-thirds of your taxes, you get to pick where they go. So now government, if they're doing things that the American citizens don't like, they're not going to be funded. So now they have to act more responsibly toward the people directly. In other words, they're not going to be funded, and if they're not funded, they no longer exist, and then they're out of their jobs.
Dan, I appreciate that call.
How about we just push a whole bunch of these programs back to the state level? Here's the problem I see with your notable goal, and that is that we have a representative republic and an electoral college to prevent California and New York and lots of other places like that from having an undue influence. And so if we didn't have two senators from every state, for example, or we just left these spending decisions or revenue decisions to the public, I'm afraid we wouldn't like the outcome very much in North Dakota. So that's why I prefer more of a federalist approach and pushing the decision-making to the state level. And speaking of WOTUS, by the way, I had lunch yesterday with Administrator Scott Pruitt of the EPA, and next week the rule will come out for the new Waters of the U.S. definition, which will mirror what Justice Scalia wrote in his most recent decision on the matter before he died. And then there'll be an open comment period, and hopefully a month or so later it'll become a final rule, and we'll get it squared away.
Sandin, I appreciate that comment. And I think that that this last election, that's kind of the net effect of elections, is that we do kind of, on a more macro sense, get to make those determinations about where our taxes go by electing representatives and presidents who represent or reflect our views. But, Sandin, thank you for the call. We've got one more call we've got to squeeze in before the end of the program. Billy in Dickinson has been holding on for a while. Billy, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Billy, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. The floor is yours.
I'm totally in favor of simplicity all the way. You know, I mean, the world is getting kind of crazy, getting out of line, and I can barely operate the remote for my TV anymore. You know, it's so complicated. So when it comes to taxes, I think simplicity, of course, would be the best way. My thoughts are, just like the ancient Israelites, they had the tithing system. Okay, now that was meant to fund a temple and other things and whatever. You know, that's not important for this, but one, I'd have a simple flat tax that is, in this case, it was 10%. No exemptions, no deductions, no refunds, ever. Everybody paid 10%. Because the current system, progressive income tax, just punishes people for doing better. Now, of course, you know, the liberals are going to argue that, you know, something like that only helps the rich and hurts the poor. Well, you know, my personal take on that, I have been poor and I have done very well at other times in my life. And it was my choices that made me poor. My decisions, you know, not everybody's like that. But, and we, you know, poverty is not self-inflicted for everybody. And neither is wealth. But, you know.
We need a quick response because we're running out of time here, Congressman. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate that illustration. Dr. Ben Carson, you know when he spoke at the prayer breakfast during the Obama administration a few years ago, made that exact point, and he said, now, by the way, the liberals are going to record this, and they're going to try to use this against me, but I'm just going to quote Ben Carson now, and he said, 10% was enough for God. It seems like it should be enough for the federal government.
That was with Herman Cain, too. Wasn't Herman Cain on that bandwagon? Congressman, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate your accessibility and your comments. Thanks very much. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Scott back tomorrow with stories, undoubtedly, on What's On Your Mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Hey, Scott.
spend your life with Extendover.